USA Radio News.
Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio said he will not cooperate with the January 6th commission.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania last month, called the committee illegitimate. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Governor Gavin Newsom wants to make California the first state to cover all low-income state residents under its Medicaid plan, regardless of their immigration status. The state already covers younger and older low-income residents who are in the country illegally. Newsom wants state lawmakers to pick up the remainder. He also wants to help businesses and residents struggling from his coronavirus mandates. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Some medical professionals are pushing back against pandemic statistics. Moving forward, some are arguing COVID-19 tracking must distinguish between those who are in the hospital because of COVID and those who are admitted for other reasons and then test positive. Dr. Ashish Jha with Brown University spoke to Newsmax.
In the hospital right now, I've been seeing patients all week and weekend, seeing a lot of people admitted because of COVID, and I'm seeing a lot of people admitted for other things like hip fracture or other stuff who incidentally happen to have COVID. And all those people are vaccinated and boosted. They just happen to also have been tested positive.
Many schools, like those in Chicago, are closed to in-person learning, but Dr. Jha said all schools should be open. In related news, Pfizer has announced it expects to have a vaccine that targets the Omicron variant, as well as other COVID-19 variants, ready in March. Omicron has been described as a more contagious but less severe variant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A student aid lawsuit has been filed in court.
A number of major U.S. universities are being sued for alleged antitrust violations related to the way they work together to determine financial aid rewards for students. A lawsuit filed in Illinois federal court alleges the schools engaged in price fixing and unfairly limiting aid by using shared techniques to figure out applicants' financial need. Schools are allowed to collaborate on their formulas under federal law, but not if they consider an applicant's financial need. The lawsuit is seeking damages and a permanent end to the college's collaboration in figuring out financial need and awarding aid. Some of the 16 universities named in the suit as defendants are Yale, Northwestern, Duke, Notre Dame, and Columbia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. doctors have transplanted a pig heart into a patient in a last-ditch effort to save his life. This procedure marks a first for medical science. Doctors at University of Maryland School of Medicine said Monday that 57-year-old David Bennett is doing well 3 days after surgery. The handyman had been too sick to receive a human heart. Prior to going into surgery, Bennett said, quote, "I want to live. I know it's a shot in the dark, but it's my last chance," unquote. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.